Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. It is time for the State of California. Our regular host, KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign, is off today.
The ballot measure process in California can be cumbersome and expensive, and it is sometimes difficult for voters to understand what a yes or no vote actually means. Sometimes you have to vote yes to turn something down. This time there are 12 measures on the ballot, and some are more high profile than others.
To find out how important the ballot measure process is to California, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. We're joined by David McEwen, chair and professor of the Political Science Department at Sonoma State University. David, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
David, let's start with the spending on these ballot propositions. The numbers are crazy, hundreds of millions of dollars. Is that money being spread across all 12 propositions or measures, or not necessarily so?
Well, if you think about kind of the ballot measure process in California, you kind of have to step back for your listeners. This is the second most expensive political exercise in the free world. Only the U.S. presidential election is more expensive. So this time out, you've got about $680 million that have been spent. We may hit $750 million, $750 million on these 12 measures, maybe. But of that, really three measures are spending the bulk of money. That's Proposition 22, that's the Uber-Lyft ballot measure. Proposition 21, that's the rent control ballot measure, and then Proposition 15, the split roll. All of those three rolled together are almost two out of every $3 that are being spent on the yes side and the no side.
Would you consider those to be special interest ballot measures?
Well, when you think about it, when you look at broad groups versus narrow groups, groups that are trying to get just one industry, Those narrow interests are willing to spend a lot of money either to defend their turf or to spend to get people to change their minds. And that happens whether it's in Sacramento or if it's through the ballot measure process. But when you look at it, basically you have a lineup of groups like labor versus gig economy. You have the realtors on one side, rent control advocates on the other. You do have these kind of narrow versus narrow interests. But what the pro and con sides try to do is obviously move people to their side by explaining the difficulties if the measure passes or the benefits if it does. And through all of that process, it's much easier to make a no argument than a yes argument. If you look at the history of the process, just about two-thirds of the ballot measures fail. So it's a giant, expensive, cumbersome exercise in no, and no money is much more effective than yes money.
David, it's easy to look at the spending as a key metric of what's important this time around, but there's also the hot button issue from the voters' perspective. Do you have a sense of what those particular hot button issues are this cycle for the voters themselves?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the ballot measure process, because now we have all the ballot measures happening on the November ballot, it's a presidential election year. There are a lot of people that are paying attention to what potentially could be on the ballot, what could be put off to come down the ballot, say, in 2022 or 2024. And if you think about the last several months and what's been happening, for example, with protests and social unrest, ballot measure Proposition 16 by Assemblywoman Weber. This is a legislatively referred measure. Prop 16 is designed to overturn Proposition 209, which banned affirmative action in California. It's trying to take advantage of the tenor of the times. You also see other ballot measures that change the voting age or allow parolees voting rights. These types of ballot measures we've also seen in other states. And so as things spill over from our society through the ballot measure process, voters are being asked to really kind of weigh in on some of these very difficult issues. And sometimes it's hard for them to navigate which way or another and what's going on, especially with the huge amounts of money that are spent on advertising and on the campaigns themselves.
You have been quoted as saying the strategy behind California's propositions, the crafting of that ballot language, the timing of the ad spending has become more sophisticated and the money behind them has become astronomical. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so what you see is you start going out and you start testing ideas. And if you, what has happened is direct democracy in California has become a parallel legislature. Obviously, you have what goes on in Sacramento, and you have people like Governor Gavin Newsom who work with the legislature or have their own policy ideas. But if you can't get what you want through the legislature, and if Democrats, for example, own the legislature and you're a business group or a Republican group, you try to go around the legislature. You place the gun behind the door through the ballot measure process. In other states where Republicans own the legislature, Democratic groups do the same thing. So the ballot measure process becomes a place where we both try to, if you will, go around the legislature, but at the same time, provide some avenue to push back at the legislature, kind of in a threat way. What you don't want to do is go nuclear. You don't want to let the genie out of the bottle, because once you move to initiative politics, you get strange bedfellows, you have to spend a lot of money, and voters, again, will often vote no, and that is pretty high stakes, exactly what we're seeing this year with almost $700 million in spending.
Any reason to believe, though, that in moving forward, things will be any different with our initiative process?
Well, that's the great thing, right? If you want to change an initiative, the initiative process, you're going to need a ballot measure to do it. And ballot measures are hugely popular because, you know, California voters want to be asked to vote and they want to be able to say no. They don't want to dance with that partner. You see this with some things like Proposition 23, which is about kidney dialysis. But up and down the ballot, and as we've moved forward in these presidential election years, we see over and over that California voters are asked to weigh in on these complex policy questions that challenge even legislators. And so when they feel complex to the voter, they often vote no. And that's why that no money is so powerful. It'll be interesting to see all the yes money that's being spent, for example, on Proposition 22, how well that ballot measure fares this time out.
Well, thank you so much. We have been speaking with our guest, David McEwen. He's chair and professor of the political science department at Sonoma State University.
You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.